Welcome back. We want to thank Josh Burns from the Diamondbacks and Luke Jensen and Mark Schlereth for being on the show. A lot of people jam-packed on the show. Seth Joyner, let's talk about the steroid situation in baseball. Do you think there's a little bit of a witch hunt going on now, just people trying to feel a little bit superior to the situation when the reality is that the media were just as complicit during that era?
Well, I definitely believe that. And, you know, the same people that wrote that Mark McGwire was great for baseball and, you know, credit him with saving baseball when it was basically on the outs of the same people that are crucifying him right now and saying that he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. And how two-faced is that?
Jim Beattie, what's your take on this? When you seem so optimistic that Mark is going to get it, he only got, what, 23% of the vote?
Well, I think that I think if you voted for him, you knew you were going to be sticking out. As opposed to not voting for him. I think the media did, just as Seth said. I mean, they loved him when he was there. They all knew what was going on at that point. You know, they weren't in any, their heads weren't in the sand any more than any other the players or the commissioner's office or anybody else. They knew that things were going on, and there was not a lot of policing going on. And I think until things are proven, you go along and you assume. I don't think you can prove anything at this point, and if you can't prove it, you have to assume that the games were played, the stats were put out there, and these players that have the stats that qualify them for being in the Hall of Fame should be voted into the Hall of Fame. If anything comes up at a later time, my mind, they can be kicked out.
That's how I feel about it as well. Seth Joyner, we'll give you last word on this subject.
No, I just think that, you know, Mark McGwire definitely deserves to be there. You know, if I'm voting, I vote him in because I think that before the whole Andrew thing, he was still hitting baseballs. He was still playing some good baseball. I think he's just a victim of circumstance, and I think that, like we said earlier, when he went to Congress, you know, he really didn't look good, and that, for all intents and purposes, really put him in the situation that he's in right now, because when he was using it, it was legal.
Well, thanks for joining us, both of you. Jim Beattie, one of the best talents, general managers. We know it's just a matter of time, my friend, and Seth Joyner. Appreciate it. We'll be watching for you on Jim Rome. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to Head Games Radio. Next week, coming soon, Howie Long from Fox Television, Michael Strahan, Steve Young will join us Tuesday, the usual expert himself, Len Dawson. Go to Head Games Radio for all the highlights. Give us your opinions. Email me. Let me know what you like, what you don't like. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.